Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Fleming moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSotil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Dietrich moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to home to get Dietrich. Callaway moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene DeSotil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Turner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gene DeSotil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSotil is 0 for 1 in the game. DeSotil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bagby, and towards Boudreaux, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Gene Desautels. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Bagby moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Bagby moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bagby scores. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Turner bunts towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Turner for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleming moves to third. Joe Haynes now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buster Mills pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to third. Hockett moves to second. Jake Wade now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Weatherly scores. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fleming. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Fleming steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wright bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. QL moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.